Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This year, move the dirt and make an impact by signing up for Power Athlete Program to crush your goals. Join our tens of thousands of athletes around the globe already empowering their performance as Power Athletes. For less than $1 a day, get our world-class coaching delivered straight to the palm of your hand. Our programming is performance-driven and goal-oriented. Finely tuned through my firsthand experience playing the NFL and subsequent decade-long coaching and collaborating with some of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. As a special time offer for the month of January, pay up front for a full year of training. We'll give you a free 15-minute consult with myself or one of the crew, plus your choice of nutrition protocol, putting you on the best path for success. Visit powerathlete.com/training and start today. Those who start tomorrow never get shit done. Start fucking today.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into Power Athlete Radio, featuring the crew. Where a former pro football player and a D3 All-Star use strength and conditioning as an excuse to talk about anything but. Now here's John and Tex.
Hey, Power Athlete Nation. Welcome to another episode of the premier podcast in strength and conditioning. I'm John Wellborn. I'm joined by Mr. Chris McQuilkin, aka Tex.
Howdy.
Howdy. Good to see you. We have this thing called the Power Athlete Hotline where we'd like to pull questions from the audience and present them on the podcast. And if you're interested in leaving a question and tapping into the hotline, 929-464-464-0. 929-ing-ing-0. So that's our hotline. And we have a gem for you guys today. Mr. McQuilkin, take it from the top.
All right. Ready. Hi. Longtime fan, first-time writer. I have a weird request of sorts. I need some guidance on how to improve with Power Athlete programming. Been doing Field Strong for just over a year, and I feel like I'm at a crossroads. I want to continue with Field Strong, but there's something missing in my fitness, and I'm at a loss for trying to brainstorm different ways I can supplement Field Strong to fill that void. In short, I still want to improve at my CrossFitness while doing Field Strong because I do it once or twice a week with my pals at the gym. So much has improved in my fitness through Field Strong, but it appears I'm losing my glycolytic engine. Help.
All right. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the most recent episode of Power Athlete Radio. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Doodaloo, 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 doodaloo.
Scooby-Doo. Just kidding. Hey, all right. So our friend is a lawyer. I saw that when I was creeping on him a little bit. So
And first off, thank you for keeping your profile open so we can. It allows us.
Well, you know, when I read the question, I was able to click through your profile and go through and unlike all of your pictures because, you know, I had Chris like them in the first part. So we liked him and we unliked him. But our friend's a lawyer, so we're going to go and give him the code name of Atticus Kipp. So those of you guys know, I'm into books and To Kill a Mockingbird.
And one you're
of
my into favorites. CrossFit.
And I'm into CrossFit. CrossFitty. CrossFittier. And so we're going to call him Atticus Kip.
It's great.
It's great. So Atticus Kip, herein lies the problem. And let's examine the evidence.
Great.
I went through your Instagram, and the biggest thing that I noticed is you're not very strong. There wasn't a single thing that I saw you do where I was impressed with your ability to move a barbell and move it well. So I'm going to classify you as more of a beginner when it comes to lifting weights. So one, I think you're on the wrong program. I think Field Strong is a little too advanced for you. And more importantly, there is very little amount of crossfittiness in Field Strong. Field Strong's design is about fostering and unlocking and developing athleticism using some really fucking advanced training programs post activation potentiation. We use some Mikal Dietz's. We're actually using some Mikal's triphasic with a little French contrast. We do a ton of PAP work. I mean, it's
and he's coming off like the Husker Power, the Power Athlete Metabolic Circuit.
Yeah, it's like he's on the wrong program. You know, I really look at Field Strong as our flagship program. It's some of the coolest programming we do, but with all of our programs, there's an archetype and there's a time and there's a, you know, a perfect time for your opening arguments. And the problem is you jumped into closing arguments and we haven't even picked a jury.
Right.
So I'm going to take
for non-lawyers.
Yeah. For non-lawyers.
This is your athlete's life cycle.
Yeah. So if I was to recommend just basically looking at his question and then going through his Instagram profile and unliking all the pictures text liked, I would say you're on the wrong program. And if you would like to be really CrossFitty and be fucking epic at the gym and wad your face off, we have a program for that. It's called Johnny Wad. Mm-hmm. So
scoop and slam.
It's a patented move. You can't. I have to loan that out to you. You actually have to give you writing to get the scoop and slam.
I got to pay to use it.
Yeah, you got. Somebody's going to pay to use it. So there was this little thing many, many years ago, over a decade ago, I started this website called CrossFit Football that pretty much virally infected all of CrossFit. And as the drunken fever of Greg Glassman screamed at me after he'd had about 12 fucking margaritas that I virally destroyed CrossFit by convincing the world they needed to be strong. That being elite wasn't just okay anymore, that you needed to be strong. And after CrossFit Football, you saw the majority of CrossFit gyms start out implementing a strength program on the front side or even the backside of their CrossFit classes. So everybody realized this stuff got a little bit easier when you got stronger. CrossFit Football led the way, virally infected CrossFit, convinced everybody you needed to be strong. Then all of a sudden, you go from doing 185-pound deadlifts in the CrossFit Games to 405, 500 pounds. And you can really see the effect of CrossFit Football through CrossFit to this day. Now, we still have a ton of people following our programs that remember those old days. So it sounds like Atticus Kip wasn't around in those CrossFit Football days, so he didn't lay the foundation. So what we did is we had a beginner, we had an amateur, an intermediate, and a collegiate program every day. And it was
strength workout.
Yeah,
of the
and
day,
it was a strength workout of the day.
Followed by,
which was the SWOD, strength workout of the day, which I thought was hilarious. And then DWOD, which was the daily workout of the day, which was just me trying to be funny, which now that I look back, probably wasn't as funny as I thought it was. That's been a marker through my entire life where I think I'm a lot funnier than I am.
But are you entertained?
Of course.
Are you not entertained? That's the question you need to ask yourself.
You know, I feel like Callie Hensman. You know, the thing I love most about Callie is not only the fact that she had an incredible personality and was a wonderful person to be around. She laughed at all of our jokes, even the worst ones. To the point where Luke actually thought he was funny. And I'm like, no, you're not funny. It's just that Callie laughs at everything. And you know what? She's listening to this right now. And I guarantee she's cackling. I can hear it in my head. Wait for it. You hear the cackle?
We can edit that.
Oh, no. That's Charles' his cue to edit the cackle.
Yes. Okay.
So let's take this back, right? So we got
even farther. I want to paint the picture of crossfitfootball.com. People went to this website and then it was broken into, we had Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday.
So
recipes.
Yeah. So I would do, I still do this on Johnny Wad. I'll post up like a TED talk or something I'm interested in. I used to give recipes. I gave a ton of drink recipes, but I started doing that on Saturdays.
Yep.
And Saturday drink recipes were pretty, no, that was actually in Field Strong when it was behind the paywall on WordPress.
Mm-hmm. And on Monday, it's the first day of the week. We squatted heavy. It's our greatest opportunity to get fast and strong.
Yeah, so Monday was always heavy X-axis. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be a back squat, might be a front squat. It was some form of X-axis.
Well, but let's go back to quickly the three different levels. For our amateurs, consistency is king.
Yeah, so the amateur progression was what we saw in Bedrock.
Exactly.
So when CrossFit football, ended, and there's a blog post on it, we had a, kind of a interesting ending with CrossFit where somebody related CrossFit to the Outback Steakhouse of Fitness, and CrossFit HQ was offended that we didn't refer to them as the Prime 112 of Fitness. They were the Outback. And I like Outback. I like a Bloomin' Onion. I like Outback. It's not a bad reference. I didn't make the reference. Somebody else made the reference, and they ended up taking offense. Now, whoever was right and wrong, we had an amazing experience working with the CrossFit community. Working with CrossFit HQ was a little more tumultuous. Recently Dave Castro has been, relinquished of his command as head of the CrossFit Games. I mean, Dave did an incredible job, 15 years stewarding that thing. And as you know, I competed in the CrossFit Games. They made a movie about it because it was so ridiculous. Every second counts. But I mean, Dave's vision of taking that from his ranch in Aromas where his family lived and taking it to what it is, it's pretty impressive. And for all of Dave's shortcomings and just arrogance and prickly behavior and just the amount of toxic interactions I had with him as a friend, because I counted Dave Castro as a friend for a long time. And then everything got so toxic that I didn't count him as a friend. But regardless of that, personally, you can't fault what the guy did in terms of developing the CrossFit Games into the global phenomenon. And at its peak, what happened? His fucking boss came in and cut it off at the knees and really fucking tanked that thing. And I feel bad because it was something that was pretty impressive. And if they could continue to accot that rise, man, it could have been really great instead of jumping the shark. But Dave's been relinquished the command, and some other faceless individual will step up and come up with some awful workouts and try to butcher people. So. But wish
and
him all the best.
The approach to programming that you took across the football.
Sorry. I like to go down rabbit holes.
The three different levels each day.
So the first level was the amateur, which we spun into Bedrock. Uh-huh. So when you follow Bedrock, you're following a version of the amateur, basic amateur linear progression that we saw across the football. The intermediate program was an intermediate template that I developed for Andy Stumpf. That was a training program that I developed for Andy so that he could get back and go in and go back from being injured, get commissioned, and go back in and go back to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. The professional was actually the program that I was following. And when that started coming to an end, I pretty much split out the amateur into Bedrock and then took the intermediate and the advanced and kind of collapsed them into one to make Field Strong.
Mm-hmm. And changed also is the daily workout of the day.
Yeah. So what I did is I took that piece and I put that into Johnny Bod. Mm-hmm. Johnny Wad. So it was like, it kind of reminds me of like the Ottoman Empire. All of a sudden, everything split into a million different pieces. And we just programmed it. Like we saw what the program did and what it was intended to do, saw the strengths and the weaknesses, and then separated it into different pieces. So now you have like a Field Strong, which is a straight up sport performance program, mm-hmm. which really comes from a blog post that I wrote. Somebody asked me, what would CrossFit football look like without the CrossFit? And I posted the Power Athlete template. Mm-hmm. That Power Athlete template evolved into Field Strong. The amateur progression on Johnny or on CrossFit football became Bedrock.
Uh-huh.
The program that I wrote for 22 Jack Street became the foundation of Jack Street. Grindstone was based off of the programming that we put together for Bill Brasky up in Colorado, who wanted to be the strongest CEO in America, and we crushed out the box on that. So that was Grindstone.
Uh-huh.
And then when we had all this stuff kind of going on, this kind of CrossFit football thing was kind of floating over here, and people still wanted it. They needed their daily hit of CrossFit football. Uh-huh. They needed their daily dick punch. They needed their weekly set my fucking face on fire type of program. And you know what? It was funny. I was driving back from taking my daughters to gymnastics down in South County. So we were taking them to the cesarean place where they had all these Olympics. So like that's where all like the girls in the Olympics that were from Orange County all trained at the cesarean place. So we drive our girls down and I drove them down there, waited. And as I was driving home, Ben Crookston calls me. And I was like, hey, Ben, I'm thinking of doing this idea.
Who is the founder of Train Heroic.
Yeah, founder of Train Heroic.
Which hosts all the programs in which we're talking about.
And one of our oldest friends, and I count him as, a friend and an ally and just an incredible, both a student and a mentor in so many different ways. But I told him, I was like, hey, I'm going to take CrossFit Football. I'm going to repurpose it, but I'm going to change the name. He said, what are you going to change it to? I'm like, Johnny Wadd. He fucking literally, as I said it, I think he was drinking something because he spit whatever he was drinking into the phone and started laughing and dropped the phone and hung up. And I knew I'd hit solid gold. Called me back and he's like, dude, he's like, how are you going to do it? I'm like, I'm going to create a lot of tongue-in-cheek. There's going to be a lot of sexual innuendos. It's going to be funny. I got this guy who already cartooned me, thinking like Marky Mark, Boogie Nights meets Johnny Wadd. I mean, there's so much like just heresy and just ridiculousness in the fitness world. But then I thought, instead of making it disingenuous, let's just poke fun and let's give the people what they want. Let's give them hot, heavy, salty D-Wads and some strong, firm, full mass strength wads. And so we brought CrossFit Football back as Johnny Wadd. And then what happened, I started realizing that a lot of the accessory work that I would program, I just spun off into Johnny Wadd as a bolt-on. So it's the strength that you love from CrossFit Football, the conditioning workouts that you loved from CrossFit Football, paired up.
Hard, heavy, fast.
Yeah. Hard, heavy, fast, no cuddling, no eye contact, mixed with a pretty sick accessory bodybuilding program. And I'll tell you, the amount of people that stack Johnny Wadd and Johnny Wadd fucking crushes it. And the people, like, I get hit all the time. Like, this is the best combination on the internet. So what we should do for Atticus Kipp is he needs to transition over from doing Field Strong, and he needs to go over to Johnny Wadd and stack a little Johnny Wadd on there because he needs a little bit of bodybuilding too.
Well, from this post, his goal sounded like he wanted to essentially compete with his friends and own and dominate within the glycolytic pathway.
Yeah. Field Strong is not training you to be the best at exercise.
Yes.
It's a sport performance program designed for individuals that are looking to use it to compete at a given sport. If your sport and what you want to compete on is thrusters and fucking glycolytic capacity, you need to do a program that puts that at the forefront and fucking melts your face off. And you need a program that's going to help you get stronger. And the one thing that was universally true, and I don't give a shit what program you pair it up to, CrossFit Football has made more strong motherfuckers than anybody on the planet.
Through Bedrock's foundation and the base level of strength established through the linear progression.
But we even follow, what was amazing and what was different than 99.999% of the programs on the internet is we gave away free programming for almost a decade. We had tens of thousands of people doing that program and then giving us the data points. Mm-hmm. And through that, I was able to develop and create and foster and just craft some of the fucking most epic shit because I had more data points than anybody else. I mean, there were a couple hundred people a day posting their results both online and texting me what they did. And so that's where it came up with a lot of our rep maxes, where we stayed away from percentages and we were basing rep maxes, compensatory acceleration work based off of those rep maxes, X, Y, and Z axis, step, squat, lunge, vertical pull. I mean, it really fits within the foundation of athleticism. And on top of it, motherfuckers that do CrossFit Football, big glycogen capacity engines and fucking chew nails.
Yeah. If Mr. Kipp, if you enjoy Field Strong, you can stick with it. There's an opportunity to really dial in your focus, though. Rather than, let's say he takes 90 minutes to complete the training, you got to push your limits.
Well,
so take it down. You set your goal. I'm going to finish everything, including the extra work, within the 15 minutes. So we're adding a level of general physical preparedness to it. And then your Saturdays, essentially think this is your game day. So that's when you link up with your boys, not middle of the week, I hit my Field Strong, then did this. No.
Like face-to-face Fran, wad-to-wad?
I thought it was butt-to-butt.
No, like when you...
Luke and I were doing it wrong.
Well, I mean, so years ago, I remember when Brian McKenzie, we trained at his gym, and his wife had like recently kicked him out of the house, and they're... marriage was ending. I think this was like,
to the point.
Believe me, his many marriages ended for that dude. And I came in the gym to come train, and his wife was in there with one of our training partners, just doing face to face Fran, listening to like Coldplay. And I like walked in and it was all by ourselves. Like I walked in and I saw them just doing face-to-face friend, listening to Coldplay. I just turned away and I was like, what? I was like, well, I knew why she threw McKenzie out of the house.
You know, the Abe Simpson meme where he just walks in, Bart's like tending to a brothel. Yeah. Abe Simpson walks in, puts his hat down, then turns around, grabs it and just walks right out.
That's pretty much what I did. Yeah. I was like, ugh. But there was a ton of information and there were so many, like I figured out so many things to not do in programming through programming awful shit. And then actually we would do, and I know this sounds crazy, we would do all the shit about a week ahead of time. And I'd be like, yeah, we can't program that. We can't program that. And there were modifications and there were thoughts. And we were literally in the fight with people to the point where we were like, oh, fuck, this is going to fucking kill them. And there were people like, Jay Bird and Big Josh. And we had Travis.
I mean, T-Rose.
T-Rose. I mean, dude, Ingo, who's fucking been with us forever. I mean, the amount of people that I count as plank holders on CrossFit Football is too many to count. And what's wild is to this day, I'll still see them and they'll be like, they'll either still have their gear or they'll throw up their fist and they're like, what's up? And they remember how it used to be. And the problem is as great as it was, we can't crystallize it. We can't freeze it in time. But what I can do is I can show you the evolution, which is a little Johnny Wad and you stack a little Johnny Bot on there. The biggest thing I noticed about our buddy Atticus Kipp, he doesn't look like he's ever done a base level of strength. He didn't have that level of muscle that I would expect from somebody that's done a basic linear progression. So what I would have him do is go back and say what you did is you tapped into too advanced a program. I would have him go back and do a basic linear progression or just follow CrossFit or Johnny Wad and just fucking smash it. And if glycolytic capacity is your goal, dude, we got that on tap. So it's an easy transition. Just shoot support at trainheroic.com and email and say, I want Johnny Wad and Johnny Bod, and they will do a smooth transition over from Field Strong and get you right into that community in that deep water.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is for anyone that's interested in trying out Johnny Wad if they miss the old CrossFit Football or, yeah. I mean, this is new, the hard, heavy, fast experience. What many general fitness gyms programming offering looks like?
Well, what's wild is, so what was unique about CrossFit Football more so than and I don't think we could ever recreate this, is not only do we give away free programming, we travel the world meeting the people doing the programming. And what was wild is we would walk into a gym in the middle of, you know, anywhere, and you would meet people who had been doing CrossFit Football, but there would also be a heavy mix of people that were just cert collectors who were coming to the CrossFit Football seminar that hadn't done CrossFit Football. And it was like gas and water. You could walk in, and I knew within seconds because we asked, hey, who here does CrossFit Football? And dude,
how long have you been following the program?
I could tell you who had been doing it before they ever raised their hands. And the people that had done our program did very well at the seminar. The people that hadn't, that were just doing their, you know, standard WOD at the box, would get absolutely fucking smashed.
Well, in melted.
Oh, dude, heads exploding.
In terms of the brain, yeah.
And like, I thought I was fit. And I'm like, hey, man, you might be CrossFit, but you ain't fucking CrossFit Football fit. And that was because they weren't really used to using big, heavy loads.
And three planes of motion.
And we saw that with teaching sprinting. I mean, we almost had to do, we did. We took out the band resisted running because of the amount of injuries that we were having because people were not ready to sprint because their only idea of running was jogging 400 meters in between, you know, as a recovery between 50 air squats.
Yes. And a caveat to that, not the amount and where we're people, their immediate thought made the amount. We're talking handful of people, but that's more than enough to realize, hey, we got to protect the people and we can still make our teaching point without burning them.
Early on, it was like fucking, you know, I mean, we might as well come out to set, you know, what is it? Drop the bodies on the floor.
Yeah.
You
know, well, I recall the Ruiz days.
it was rough.
Just freaking, my aim is to burn you.
Well,
I'm going to show you how unathletic you are fitness.
And it reminded me of a quote Tom Cable told me years ago. If you get hurt, we got surgery. We'll see you next year. I mean, that was like, my offensive line coach told me that, hey, don't worry. If you get hurt, we got surgery. We'll see you next year.
That's a new one.
Son of a bitch. But we had this incredible ability to put out a free program, have people give us data points, and then travel the world. I mean, we did, you know, Bodo, Norway, down to New Zealand and everywhere in between and meet the tens of thousands of people over 10 years that did the program. And what's fucking amazing is every one of them came up and they were like, hey, I got to tell you something. I'd be like, lay it on me. What do we got? And then they would tell me, hey, I did this. This is what happened. And we would hear these fucking organic stories that were amazing to the point where like, I think you sometimes this happens in isolation where you said, you know, like you're isolated or, you know, and we've seen this a little bit with the, you know, present climate with COVID where you're not interacting with a ton of people. So you start kind of like diminishing what you're doing and you're like, ah, does really anybody care about this? Is this really impactful? And what was wild is because we traveled and met people, we saw the impact it was having daily. You know, people were having to log on to this free site and the model was different. We were giving away free programming, but we would travel and meet you and we would put you through our seminar and we got the opportunity and the analogy I always give is every seminar, I felt like I was running into a burning building and pulling people out and saving them. And, you know, we saved thousands of people.
Well, on that note, there was still, even though they were following the program, they were still making common fitness mistakes. Yeah. And then that's what our pal Kip here is falling into.
Yeah.
Is not taking a...
Well, the other thing, and not to cut you off, but I was going to say, I would love to see a week of training or at least a day of training on Field Strong from him. Mm-hmm. I guarantee he is not doing it as we are expecting him to do it. And it's probably, I mean, the guy, a lawyer, you know, so he's obviously a professional. You know, I mean, he doesn't look physically like I would expect in terms of somebody that had kind of, you know, followed the maturation process of like, hey,
Carl Case.
Yeah.
Is our
dude. We'll post a picture of the before and afters of Carl Case when he showed up as just this like skinny, you know, skinny little dude. And now the guy's fucking, dieseled up. I mean,
what's the quote from Fight Club?
Oh, first day carved when he shows up. Yeah. When he shows up, he's, looks like he's made out of cookie dough. And by the end, he's, looks like he's carved out of wood. Which I think is a funny thing because I wouldn't have gone with wood. I would have been like hammered out of iron. But, you know, wood is a good one too. So I would, just to reiterate, if I'm Atticus Kipp's lawyer and I'm presenting his case, the evidence is not equaling up. And I would tell him that we're going to take some time. We're going to ask for a recess and we're going to present a new case, which is him taking a step back, going to Johnny Wad, stacking Johnny Bot on top, and basically going and working on his strength and working to be a jacked motherfucker and then building his glycolytic capacity. Now, here's the deal. How long does it take to get somebody strong, Mr. McQuilkin?
A lifetime.
A lifetime. What does it take to get somebody pretty fit with a decent aerobic capacity and decent glycolytic capacity?
Training camp or?
About 6 to 12 weeks. I can get you in phenomenal shape in about 6 to 12 weeks, but that's only if you're strong. If I can take somebody that's pretty damn strong and I can get them pretty damn fit in about 6 or 12 weeks, it's going to take me longer to get strong. So we end up using a concurrent training model to get you there. But I really think what he needs to do is he needs to bang some fucking heavy iron, needs to get a little bit more sleep, just cut out the alcohol and eat a high protein diet and start training like he wants to go out and smash those motherfuckers.
Yeah. And I don't know what these wads with his friends look like. So if it's 20 minute, just
50 air squats, 400 meter runs, 5 rounds.
No shit. Field Strong didn't prepare you for that.
No. Well, what would you expect?
If you guys went out and played some contact sport or some pickup game, you'd be freaking dominant.
Well, I mean, that's like saying, hey, we wanted to go hunt buffalo and I couldn't kill anything. What'd you bring? I brought a BB gun. You know, like with hunting, basketball, sports, whatever it is, bring the required equipment to the field. Mm-hmm. Like I can't show up and play football without a helmet. I can't go out and hunt big game without a big gun.
Well, it's so like if you're gonna to compete at the CrossFit Games.
Yeah, at 312 pounds or 311 pounds. And I look over at Spieler's 126.
There's Mr. Drop over there.
Oh my God. He was like a little droplet of water. He was so small. And dude, he was like literally doing air squats. He was like going 4 inches. It was like bing, bing, bing. It was like ringing a bell.
Yeah, fast thought on watching this dude train, like teaching him how to train within respect to Field Strong. He probably took the mentality that he experienced during a general pop fitness class and brought it to this training alone. So imagine if you take your high school football practice mentality and brought that into your college experience. Two different ones. High school won't allow you to succeed. You had to adapt quick and still play your game on top of their expectation.
Well,
we have a little bit higher expectation of performance.
Yeah. And I also believe that, you know, your optics, Like how you adjust the optics on things is so important. Like, are you a professional CrossFitter? I mean, the guy lists himself as a lawyer. So, I mean, obviously he is a professional. I'm guessing he probably has a wife and maybe some kids and, you know, likes to maybe have some drinks on the weekend or, you know, actually be a normal human being.
I appreciate that he goes to the gym for recreation.
And the fact that he is now in a situation where, you know, and all I'm thinking is of my brother, Ed. Like, this is classic my brother, Ed. Like, I'm a lawyer, which my brother, Ed, is a lawyer. You know, high level, goes in, CrossFits his ass off. And ends up
moves very well.
Well, you know what happened, Eddie?
Ben got scared to coach him.
No, he calls me and he's like, "Yeah, I got asked to go pick up play in a pickup basketball game. So I'm going to pick up basketball." And I was like, I made a joke. I'm like, "Yeah, man, don't get hurt. Like, pull a hamstring or something." What happens? He ended up rupturing his patellar tendon. So he's been in surgery and he's like, "Man, I don't know what happened." And I know what happened. You know, he wasn't doing, you know, like, yeah, I mean, just he was a little out of his element, hadn't played pickup. He'd been playing, you know, some other sports and they've been doing a lot of stuff. I mean, COVID, just hadn't been playing basketball. Goes out there and, you know, goes up, catches a rebound, lands on a dude's foot. And the guy kind of like was underneath him, you know, just basically playing shitty basketball. Like if the ball goes up, don't stand under the fucking hoop. Like, I mean, as many times as I play basketball, like if the rebound, I either go for the rebound or I get the fuck out of the way, you know, but people stand around like a bunch of like fucking, I don't know, like they're stuck in ice underneath.
Ball watch.
Yeah. Ball watchers. Like when you go to the
easy,
you know, to the 24-hour fitness, stand around
that's
the bathroom.
Ball washer, John.
With the hairdryer. I thought that was a myth. I totally thought that was a myth. And then I went to a gym with my brother and we were in like the locker room and these old dudes were in there hair drying their balls. I
CrossFit
fucking
Balboa?
I almost it was weird. It was Ben actually cross it was Ben and Luke's job to dry people's balls. But no, I was like, man, this is so weird. But we have a program for you. I think the problem with our buddy Atticus Kip, he got into the wrong pool. So what we're going to do is we're going to take him out of the Field Strong pool and we're going to put him into Johnny Wild. We're going to bathe him in a little bit of Johnny Wild. We're going to melt his face and we're going to show him exactly
tape bath
how unfit he really is. Because I'll tell you, the one thing that Johnny Wild does is it delivers every time and it fucking smashes people. And like so the hashtag, I always ask him like, "Hey, hashtag J Wild or hit me on this." And the amount of DMs and hits that I get on Instagram, I fucking laugh because it's always some dude with death face where he's like in the middle of like that serious fucking glycolytic stress capacity.
When's the scoop and slam cycle? It's a lot of bicep curls and Kadaya killers. Also take these wads. So get on Johnny Wad and take the wads to your friends. And I want you to show them how poor their shape is.
That's not exactly what, that's not all what you do. You do Johnny Wad. You don't tell them what that you're doing, Johnny.
That's what I mean.
And then what you do is when they want to show up and they want to face-to-face Fran you listening to Jolene, you go, no. I got a workout for you. I got it from this CrossFit football site. And then you drop it like a C2 minute on, minute off with the rower.
Kettlebells.
How about 150 kettlebell swings?
Uh-huh.
Or
30, the gorilla hand.
Or
gorilla claws.
No, monkey claws.
Yeah.
We could do that. We got a 15-12-963
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. I mean, there are so many classic.
Tillman.
I mean, dude, if you do, if you search the hardest CrossFit workout.
Oh, that's a blog post that we'll link up.
It's not a CrossFit workout. It's a CrossFit football hero workout. Kalsu is the hardest CrossFit. I mean,
well, you do have a blog, top 10 CrossFit football workouts that we'll link up in the show notes.
Badass.
On that. No, that's what I was saying. Like, if this is the Saturday morning crew where you get to bring your own workouts.
It should be because you know what? What's better than training and then showing up on a Saturday and trying to fucking wad your friends to death?
I can think of a few things.
Yeah, I can think of everything.
But
there was a time in my – there was a time circa 2008, 2009, 2010, maybe even into 11 a little bit – where like that was our daily cadence, man. We had the gym, you know, I mean, until my kids are born in 2011, you know, we did the Bulgarian Power Athlete Program. I don't know if you remember. Did you do that?
Oh, no. I watched from afar. East Coast.
Oh, Jesus. I watched Ben Oliver fail at 405 on the back squat for 12 weeks every single day. it was awesome. But yeah, we did that program, and yeah, there was a lot of greatness. But the thing is, Kate and I weren't married, or sorry, we were getting ready to get married, but we didn't have kids. So we had, plenty of time. We had people showing up to the gym. I mean, we were traveling on the weekends. The requirements for the business were more just like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, have some people pack some shirts, do some blogs, some emails. So we had a ton of training time, and we're running a gym. So we had, a couple hundred people a day showing up, just trying to fucking set us on fire. And we would jump in and compete and battle. And, Saturdays were great because we would show up and everybody would fucking wad and we drink some beers. And there was an incredible social deal. Mm-hmm. The only problem, though, is, what's the life cycle of that? And then you get married, you have kids. Next thing you know, you're,
on grindstone.
On grind. Then you travel into the grindstone. So I'm thinking our buddy, look up for a little Johnny Wad, stack a little Johnny Bot on top, and just fucking get fitty.
Yeah. And get your diet.
Yeah. Get your diet in check.
Observation.
Put on some muscle. Look jacked. Mm-hmm. Look like. So what you want is when you tell people like, oh, I train 5 days a week. You want them to look at you and be like, wow. Not like, no, you don't. Because, you want to, as much as you want to be fit, you also want people to think that you're fit. That's another big thing. I remember my brother told me that. He's like, not only do I want to be in good shape and be strong, but I actually want to look like in a suit that I actually do something. It's not some big blocky dude.
Yeah. That's like Billy Madison. Yeah. But you can imagine what it'd be like. Yeah. No, so, but my friend did.
So that, I think, wraps up with our good buddy Atticus Kipp. If you need more information, powerathletehq.com/training for power athlete programs.
/.
Oh, just /. I go with /. I don't even know which way it is anymore. But if you want to know more about Johnny Bod and Johnny Wad, go johnnywad.com, scroll down all the information there and get you. You can also go to Train Heroic and search for it. Or you can just enter Johnny Wad into your Google search bar and you'll get it. You'll find out.
And oh, you'll get it.
Oh, yeah. You'll get it. And if you need more information, hit us up, info@powerathletehq.com or at John Wellborn, at McQuilkin, however you want to reach out to us. If you say you can't get a hold of us, you didn't try.
Yeah. And then when you kick your friend's ass, Mr. Kipp, you know where to send him.
Yep. So
that does
also,
it.
It's also a little cold here in Texas, so I have a beanie and I'm wearing my new Masters of Movement shirt.
Look
and,
great.
And I got a vest on, so we got a lot of power athlete gear.
As
so
you can observe on Spotify.
On Spotify.
Because so if we got video.
If you're into shop.powerathletehq.com, you can also pick up merch. So other than that, remember, we got this thing called the hotline. If you want to reach out to us and leave something on the hotline, 929-464-4640, 929-ING-ING-0. Yep. You can reach out to us, leave it on the hotline.
Sorry, I missed that. I was drinking from my Move the Dirt mug.
Oh, we have mugs too with Move the Dirt. So, we are branded to the T's. So come check us out, Power Athlete Radio. See you.
Now it's time for you to empower your performance. Head to powerathletehq.com/training to choose from a number of programs to meet your specific performance goals. And if you like to break a mental sweat too, visit academy.powerathletehq.com and become a real stakeholder in you or your athlete's success. Until next time, bye!
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast.